This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities looking at the cattle markets for Wednesday, May 24th. Well, cattle markets generally fairly quiet yesterday, kind of quietly lower, if you will. Feeders trading an inside day toward the top end of the previous day's high end of the previous day's range. So not a lot of direction there. In live cattle, we actually had an outside day lower. So that could be a signal that we're failing again at this price level and forming a kind of a longer term double top. So it's worth paying pretty close attention here to these chart formations and the price action. Seasonally, typically your live cattle are moving lower this time of year. And we thought we had established that here almost, you know, 3-4 weeks ago. But not really, obviously, because we're back up to these contract highs. But it does look like the market's really struggling here and appear to be forming a longer-term double top. In the cash trade, we don't see anything going yet on the Fed trade. Box beef was under a bit of pressure yesterday. Choice down 316 at 301. Select down 215 at 281. So the spread lost 101, sitting at 1946. Movement was a pretty healthy 126 load. So on the discounted prices, we are seeing box beef movement pick up a little bit. Slaughter rate yesterday, 126,000 head. So far for the week, we're at 251,000. That's 2,000 less than a week ago and steady with a year ago. The feeder cattle index for the second day in a row up pretty strong, up 206. We're sitting at 206.76. So we've gained about $5.50 on the feeder cattle index just in the last 2 days. So clearly seeing, you know, an uptick in demand at your auction yards. And I think that's just a reflection of the rain that has come to the southern and central plains. Really over the heart of drought country, we've seen a huge increase in rain pattern over the last couple weeks, and it's still continuing. We're still seeing above normal rainfall for that key dry area. So, you know, you're at least going to stop the flow of cattle off of pasture there. It might take a while for the pastures to recharge and get things going, but, you know, you're just in a much better situation from, a grazing and a forage supply standpoint than you were even a couple weeks ago. So, you know, the demand for calves is still there. And now with this chatter about, you know, better conditions down the road, starting to retain heifers and rebuild herds is just going to make feeder cattle supplies all that much tighter. And, you know, that's being reflected in the feeder cattle price action on the futures. And now we're seeing it, in the cash as well. And that's supporting your front month May, which had been really lagging the back months. And so the May trying to catch up, the back months being fairly quiet, but the May was up $1.22. So getting a pretty swift correction in those spreads. But I think as long as these rains keep coming, and it looks like they are, at least for the short term, that really kind of underscores the herd rebuilding likelihood. And that, now we've started that process. We're still looking at very tight supplies for at least a year, year and a half. Now, that said, it's worth noting we are seeing more calf imports from Mexico. And as I mentioned yesterday, you know, the technology has allowed the dairy herds to choose the sex of the calves. They're breeding them to Angus. You're getting that black hide that the feedlots want. So we are seeing some more availability from non-traditional sources, and that's that's a slow progress, but it is, I think, probably something that will help kind of soften the upward momentum of the feeder cattle market. And these are things that were just not available the last time we went through this in 2014. So it doesn't change the upward momentum. It doesn't change the upward trend, but it is worth noting that there are other sources of cattle that are available to the market. So short term, I think the live cattle probably worth taking a shot at the short side here. For feeders, we really don't have that solid sell signal we'd like to see to establish more of a, you know, feeling that we put in a high yet. But with the lives, starting to get some chart formations that would suggest that we're running out of gas up here. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.